Are you a questioner, a wanderer, or even a bit of a snooper? If so, then you'll feel right at home in Knoxville. We've got miles of trails to wander in our urban wilderness, award-winning eateries to satisfy your culinary cravings, cultural sites to open your mind, and dog-friendly activities that'll have everyone wagging. Knoxville, calling the curious. Learn more at visitknoxville.com.
Listening to Vanessa and Gallant on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Vanessa Richardson and Paul Gallant.
All right, we're rolling along. It is 11 a.m. on Wednesday. I'm Vanessa Richardson. That's Paul Gallant. Sean Mapes is behind the glass for us. We've had a fun show so far.
Yeah.
A lot of hot topics, a lot of opinions coming in. We've asked you guys if Dusty Baker is one of the greatest coaches in Houston sports history. We've asked you guys if players are obligated to mentor their young proteges, possibly. We've also asked you guys if the Texans need to have some guys with felonies on their team, because as Bart Scott said,
right,
we always needed a few.
And speaking of felonies, like you bending your elbows backwards, you
yes.
being double jointed,
yes.
I consider that a felony to my eyes.
Don't be too mad because I'm flexible.
Show them again. Well, now that you say that like that, now, God, all of Twitch is just going to get super horny. So a bonk to all of them for
saying
that. Well,
if they see what I'm doing, they won't be, because it's disgusting. I can essentially,
I don't know.
If
one
you're
person,
listening on the radio and you can't hear,
one person
I can
was
turn
into
my
it.
Elbow inside out.
One person was into it, Vanessa. I'm just
yeah,
saying.
Well, there's people that are into a lot of stuff.
Speaking of bad guys, let's go to Andy in Cypress.
I love a bad boy.
713-780.
Elbow that doesn't turn
naturally.
I'm
going to bonk you now. 3776-713-780. ESPN. Andy, what's up?
Yeah, I like that he threw in stay away from felons. But, look, I'm 60 years old. I've seen a lot of football back when it used to be a real football, and it's not like it is today. You need players like Dick Butkus and Mean Joe Green. Guys that, once they stepped over the chalk line, as dangerous as they come, and great players. Once they step out of the chalk line, great men that you want to have a beer with. That's what you want. You don't want none of these idiots. Look at Randy Gregory. How many games did he miss playing in Dallas until he got his head screwed on tight? I mean, look at Ray Lewis. Didn't they suspend him 4 games or something for what he did?
I think he just got fined.
I mean, what? No, I think he got suspended, too.
I got to look that up off the top of my head. I think he got fined $250,000 for obstruction of justice. Maybe he was suspended. Off the top of my head, Andy, I don't know. But I get what you're saying here.
I love this call, Andy. Thank you for calling.
You want to find someone like that, and that's who you want. You don't need to look for some guy who beat up somebody else with a stop sign.
Right.
You know, like, oh, wait, did he beat someone up with a stop sign? Oh, no, he beat somebody up with a birdhouse. Okay. No, not our kind of guy, you know? Like, that's... I'm with Andy on that front, but that is hard to find, and there is a line that gets drawn, especially these days. I am with Andy in that. Yeah, he said like football's not the same as it used to be. It sure as bleep is. I mean, you don't have guys like Deacon Jones with metal plates in their pads that are smacking the sides of offensive linemen's helmet so that they can slide by him and get to the quarterback. But you have guys like Vontaze Burfict who go far over that line, who are intimidating presences on a field, but are they the kind of person that you actually trust to not do something stupid in a big-time situation? Ndamukong Suh seems like a mean guy, right? But as on the football field and off the football field, I don't necessarily get that vibe. But how many times have you seen Ndamukong Suh called for a penalty that perhaps cost his team? Like, it's trickier now to have those guys who are out there essentially as intimidating forces, because you see quarterback roughing the quarterback calls for just grazing a quarterback's helmet these days.
That's a good point. I like Andy and Cypress's take, because it's basically the male version and sports version of lady in the street but a freak in the bed, right? I love that Andy said that you want a guy that you could have a beer with, but then when he steps on the field, he is a mean dog.
Yes.
Love that.
Someone you can take home to mom.
Right.
Yes, somebody you can take
and
home
you
to
can
mom.
Take home.
Right. Right. Lady in the street, but a freak in the sheets. I love that call from Andy, and I agree.
Because she
nice
folds
guys.
The sheets so clean and nice. And
sure.
This looks great.
Meanwhile, we do want to give a big shout out to Dusty Baker, who accomplished something great last night as the Astros beat Paul's side chick, the Mariners. Second straight shutout. Great job, Christian Javier. Bats did not exactly come alive, but there's been some progress made. The big story, though, was Dusty Baker becoming the 12th manager and the first African-American manager to reach 2,000 wins. Here was an interview that he did with the lovely Julia Morales of AT&T Sportsnet after that accomplishment.
Well, it feels great. Thank you. Thanks to everybody. Thanks for all the support. Thanks to the players, because I couldn't do it without them. And when I came here, I talked to Jim Crane, and I said, hey, I'd like to be here at least through 2,000. And so now we got to add on to 2,000. You know what I'm saying?
In his time with the Astros, he has taken them to two straight American League Championship Series. He took them to the World Series last year. I think you can always argue how much taking a baseball manager does, but to this point, he is, in 2 years, already one of the more successful coaches in Houston sports history. And that was the conversation we were having a little bit earlier. As far as the top coaches in Houston sports history, I think right now it's Guy V. Lewis for what he did with the Cougs. You go to 5 Final Fours, you make it to 2 national titles, 27 straight winning seasons, 14 tournament appearances, blah, 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 blah. Like, he's got a long list without any championships. You've obviously got Rudy T, who I think had 503 wins total. He wins 2 NBA titles back-to-back, which also I think is like another feather in your cap. You can win back-to-back titles during the 90s where the Bulls were winning every single year. I know Michael Jordan wasn't there for the first season, but the second year he was there, people forget about that one. And then after that, you have A.J. Hinch, 1 World Series, 4 playoff appearances
probably
with the Astros.
Probably Van Chancellor, too, the Comets coach.
Yeah,
is
that's
in that
true.
Discussion.
Got to bring up the Van Chancellor.
But he also was Team USA. I mean,
yeah, they were undefeated.
Yeah, so, I mean, he's a legit part of that discussion.
It's funny because you forget about it, but as far as the actual
track
record.
Well, because the team isn't here anymore. It's not that we're against women's basketball. I'm a WNBA. I mean, I grew up watching the WNBA, but they're not. The Houston Comets obviously are no longer.
It's funny, though. Like, he's by far has the best resume. It's not close.
Right.
It's they blows everyone else in Houston sports history out of the water, which maybe is a depressing thing for
it's,
Houston sports.
It's a level, though, of how many eyes are on the product as well, because, I mean, and well, it's, again, nothing against women's sports, but. Yeah, there are more people that care about probably the World Series than the WNBA championship.
Oh, yeah, that's, like, we can go along with that list. I don't want to be too much of a jerk on this front, but like legit, his resume is actually better than everyone in Houston sports history
by
a wide margin, which is kind of funny to say. But after that, like, Dusty Baker's not that far off. You know, he's in the same realm as some of these other guys because he actually did make it to a World Series with a team that was already in place. I wonder how Dallas maybe looks at Barry Switzer, who came in after Jimmy Johnson and was able to take the Cowboys to a Super Bowl, won a Super Bowl, but things weren't exactly the same in the 1996 season when Barry Switzer was still in charge in the wake of Jimmy Johnson. And I don't know that I would say that A.J. Hinch and Jimmy Johnson deserve comparisons because I think Jimmy Johnson did a lot more for the Cowboys than A.J. Hinch did for the Houston Astros. But he does deserve a lot of credit for being a part of them turning the corner. And I do feel like that's maybe the best comparison to make. Would Cowboys fans consider Barry Switzer to be one of the best coaches in Dallas history?
Right.
I don't know about that.
So we just got an interesting comment on Twitch, and I Googled it. It's from Large80085 that said Dave Williams. I thought, who is Dave Williams? And am I missing something? So I Googled Dave Williams Houston, and I'm introduced to this lovely, nice, elderly gentleman who has coached more NCAA championship teams than any coach in any sport. He
Damn.
Was the golf coach at the University of Houston and won 5 consecutive national collegiate titles. So from 56 to 85. So shout out to Dave Williams. We, of course, we're talking more about the major sports, but shout out to Dave Williams because technically if we're doing Mount Rushmore's here and we're getting into the nitty gritty of Houston, big shout out to Dave Williams.
Is he the reason that Jim Nance is obsessed with golf? Serious question.
Because Jim Nance was at University of Houston.
He would have been there at that time. So Dave Williams is the reason that Jim Nance is a part of our lives.
That's very interesting.
Yeah.
Interesting discussion. We've been having it all morning, and we certainly want to know what you guys have to say. Is Dusty Baker one of the greatest coaches in Houston sports history? Certainly accomplished something big this weekend. All right, coming up on Vanessa and Gallant, we're talking about Derek Stingley, and we're going through a little bit of Wine Wednesday. That's next.
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. Administration of employee benefits is a hassle. Let HRNP eliminate those burdens and save you money. Visit HRP.net today. Vanessa and Gallant continues on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Vanessa Richardson and Paul Gallant.
All right, listen up if you want to meet me, if you want to meet Paul, Joel, and Jeremy. Everybody else at the
station. Vanessa to bend her elbow in front of you.
Yeah, I'm double jointed.
She does it on request.
Check it out.
You got to pay.
Disgusting.
You do have to pay into the Vanessa and Gallant common fund, though.
You do.
We're going to do a 33-33-33 split, so all of us can make a profit off of this.
I should make an OnlyFans just for showing the way that my elbow bends.
Don't tell our Twitch audience that you should make an OnlyFans. Don't tell them that. Those savages.
It's the 2022 Listener Appreciation Party. Join us along with our special guest from ESPN, Keyshawn Johnson, on Wednesday, May 11th. That is a week from today at St. Arnold Brewery. We'll be broadcasting live from noon to 9 p.m. Come hang out with us. Great beer, great food, door prizes. And the chef, Ryan, at St. Arnold, even came up with a special pizza for Keyshawn Johnson called Just Give Me the Damn Pizza, named, of course, after his Just Give Me the Damn Ball book. So come out a week from today, May 11th, for the Listener Appreciation Party. That is at St. Arnold Brewery.
I debated buying that on Kindle so that I can read it before I meet Keyshawn and just creep him out by the intricate details that I remember about the book.
You know what? People have done that before. There was a guy one time that had I thought he was actually really good looking. We were texting back and forth and he had Googled so much about me and gone through my tweets that he tried to act like he liked the same things that I liked, but it became very apparent that he didn't.
Oh.
So he was fake. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can't be dishonest on that front.
But if Keyshawn wrote in that book something about what he liked and didn't like, and then all of a sudden you walk up to him and you're like, hey, Keyshawn.
I've been thinking up questions to ask him, and the one that I really want to know, of all of the mean things that Bill Parcells said to you when Bill Parcells took over as head coach of the Jets, which of those mean things actually made you laugh?
Oh, that's a good one.
Bill Parcells was funny.
Hothead. Yeah, hothead, but funny.
Bill, he was a charming personality, and that is why he is considered by many to be one of the better coaches in NFL history, not just because of what he did with the Giants and the Patriots, too, but also because he is funny. Just a funny guy.
Somebody that we hope to see some comedy from and some good play on the field, Derek Stingley Jr. He seems like a low-key guy. I don't know that he'll be the funniest guy in the locker room, but he was having fun the night that he was drafted 3 overall by the Houston Texans. And you had a moment from him that you enjoyed.
Yes, this was NFL Films. They tweeted out a video, and it shows Lovie Smith making the phone call to Derek Stingley Jr. I really appreciated Stingley's reaction to said phone call while sitting with his parents more than anything, but here is that call.
Hello.
Hey, Derek, excited man.
Yes, sir, I am. Thank you.
I got a plan for you. How about going to the number one receiver every time?
Sound good?
Sounds good to me.
Just welcome to our team. We're pretty pumped.
We're going to do a lot of good things, all right?
Yes, sir.
So, what is it?
I don't know. Let's see on the TV.
Imagine that's your first response. You just were called and told that the Texans are drafting you, and you pause and say, oh, let's see what happened. He's calm. He's a cool cucumber, at least based off of that. And I'm curious as to how that demeanor will be actually on the football field. A lot of times, guys are totally different players, as we talked about in the last segment. You could be a, what is it?
Lady in the street, but a freak in the sheets.
Thank you very much.
The athlete version of that.
Stingley seems like a cool cucumber, and I'm curious as to how that will go. And also the idea that Lovie Smith had of having him follow the best wide receiver on every single team. I'm sure that there will be some games where they don't do that, but that's why you draft someone like a Derek Stingley Jr. And, you know, I will say his job got a little bit easier his rookie season with A.J. Brown, of course, now being traded out of the division. And honestly, you take a look up and down the division, who is it that you really look at and say, oh, this guy's going to be a real challenge for Derek Stingley Jr.? So a good thing is for him, in a year where usually as a cornerback, your rookie year is a pretty difficult one. You're going to get beat a lot. I don't think that there's going to be too many growing pains against AFC South teams.
Right. A.J. Brown was good against the Texans. He was the Colts slayer. So him being gone from the AFC South does, I think, genuinely. We talked about this, and we're going to be doing a new AFC South segment, by the way, guys, every week, because the teams are of so much interest. That was a huge move for the AFC South, I think, to actually be more competitive.
I'm much more thankful that, I mean, T.Y. Hilton's not on the Colts officially right now, right?
No.
Thank God. That guy's a terrorist. He should be sent to Guantanamo.
He has been tweeting and making it sound like he could be. But, okay, I like T.Y. Hilton. He was nice to me when I was in college covering the Colts.
But he terrorized the Texans.
Yes, and he's doing the thing that I hate, which is where people are on social media doing the eyes. So one of what this Colts fan tweeted like a TikTok or something that she wanted T.Y. Hilton to come back. And he was like, oh, maybe with the eyes, like just come back or don't come back.
Well, look, they probably didn't offer him anything of value. Hilton has basically in like 16 games, 18, 19, 20 games against the Texans. Like he has like a legendary all pro wide receiver year where it's like 100 receptions for 1600 yards and 8 touchdowns or something like that. I forget what it is off the top of my head. And then there's that one game where Jonathan Joseph and him got into it, and Joseph called him a clown after the game. And then the next game, T.Y. Hilton showed up wearing a clown mask, and then he backed it up on the field.
Yeah, I'm
more glad than anything that guy's just. Please don't go back to the Colts. Like, you're mean.
Murder is mean. Murder is mean. It is time for our, speaking of mean, things that set us off for our weekly Wine Wednesday segment.
Mm-mm.
It's Wine Wednesday.
It's the Wine and Cheese Club, gorgeous, where we all get together and vent about what annoys us at work.
On Vanessa and Gallant.
What's your Wednesday wine?
Wine.
I'm going to start off with mine, Vanessa. And this has to do with the Celtics-Bucks series that's taking place right now. The Celtics and Bucks are tied at a game apiece. Celtics fans get a bad rap. Boston fans get a bad rap. Things in Boston are not exactly the best as far as racial relations. I do think, though, that is something that happens across the country, that Boston sometimes gets unfairly pointed out for it compared to other cities. But whatever. That's neither here nor there. I saw tweets from this guy named Jared Weiss, NBA. Of course Celtics fans boo Giannis, even though he's like the most lovable athlete in the sport.
Ew.
In a playoff game. Excuse me, Jared. Do you know what it's like to be a fan at all? This is not a sunshine parade for every single player who goes out on the court. And I'm sorry, Boston is a town, since it has real sports fans, that doesn't, like, worship at the altar of superstar athletes. Like they don't do that. They booed Michael Jordan. They booed LeBron James before it was cool to boo LeBron James. Like, that's what places
that's
in the Northeast do. But it should happen everywhere.
And you know what? Good athletes like it.
Yes, they do. They like to. It's a sign of respect. And look, I love Giannis too. Giannis is great. But if I'm at that game, I'm booing him. Absolutely. I am booing him. He is the enemy. He is standing in the way of title number 18. And I hate that we have so many people in media these days that are like, oh, this is disgusting. Because they're clearly trying to brown nose all of these players and coaches so that they still get access. Can you believe that they're booing Giannis? Yes, it's a bleeping playoff game. Jeez, Jared.
There's Paul Gallant's Wine Wednesday. Here's mine. Not sports related at all, but I think a lot of you were late. I finally paid off my car the other day. I paid it off.
And you're whining?
Good
for you. That's awesome.
I paid it off early, way early. Okay. Very happy about that. I saved a lot of money. I haven't gone on a lot of trips. I've done a lot of things to make that happen. And so the car has finally been paid off.
Okay.
So I'm thinking that it's going to be a huge financial relief, and it has been. Then I went to get it inspected, and it needs new brakes. And it really does. Like, they're screeching. And then I realized that I needed an oil change.
Well, you got to do that all the time.
And then 3 weeks ago, if you remember, I needed new tires because I had gotten a nail in my tire. So here's my Wine Wednesday.
You have AAA. You can get that done
here's,
for free.
No, I had to get new tires completely.
Completely new tires?
Yes, completely new tires. Have you ever owned a car?
Wait, all...
When there's a nail in your tire, you have to get a new tire.
Oh, okay, you said new tires. Yeah. I was like, wait a second,
so,
hang on.
Well, you get two at a time. That's how you're supposed to do. What's what you're supposed to do with tires.
If you have a nail in your tire, though, you can call AAA and they'll take care of it.
Yeah, thank you, Paul. But this is my Wine Wednesday, so I'm whining. So even though I paid
my... Mansplain Wednesday.
Yeah, yeah, what the hell? It's totally like, do you own my car? Do you know?
I got nothing for that one. That was a funny line.
Okay. So I pay off my car, but then I have to get my oil changed, of course. I do need new brakes because they are squeaking, squeaking, squeaking. I need two new tires. And then gas prices are what they are in this economy.
Thanks, Obama.
In addition to that, you have to get like a... You have to like renew your license plates every year. You have to get car insurance, which if you've been in a couple of wrecks like me, is a lot of money. And then I just... So my Wine Wednesday is that owning a car in America is so expensive. It doesn't matter what car you own, if it's American-made, foreign-made, if it's paid, if it's used, if you're like me and you pay it off and you have a simple 2016 Toyota RAV4. It is so expensive to own a car,
yep.
But yet you need a car. Unless you live in one of these crazy, you know, Chicago, New York, L.A., well, I guess you do need a car in L.A. Chicago, New York, New Jersey, whatever. You probably don't need a car. But everywhere else, you need a car, and it is so expensive.
You can't give in, though.
And I hate it.
Because they want you to give up your car.
I know.
In Seattle, if you were trying to get your car registered for the year, it costs like $400. And that money goes to basically funding all of these local light rails and public transportations that aren't going to be finished until like 2053.
Wait. H-Town Clown 911 says, Vanessa, your credit gets negatively affected if you pay a car loan off early. That can't be true.
Your credit score can get affected by all sorts of stupid
Wait,
things.
Wait, your credit
You're
is
fine.
Worse?
You're fine. Relax. You're
okay. Fine. Somebody said she so needs a boyfriend. No, I don't.
See, now you're getting... Now you're mansplaining even further.
This is getting very mansplaining, I will tell you.
Let me just explain one thing. Let me just... Cars are expensive even if you have a boyfriend. So you idiots on Twitch that live in your mom's basement and think that you know more than I do just because you don't have a job and all you do all day is jerk off does not mean that you know more than I do. Cars are expensive regardless.
They can't do it all day.
You just mansplained Twitching. Jerking off to me again. Stop telling me I'm wrong about things. Cars are expensive between tires, oil changes, brakes, car payments, and insurance, period.
I'm just
Even
clarifying.
If you have a boyfriend. No clarification needed. Cars are expensive. That's my Wine Wednesday. Even if you're married to a freaking auto technician, cars are expensive, and I'm allowed to be frustrated by it. Sean, why don't we get to your Wine Wednesday, because I'm going to kill somebody.
I just want to say...
I don't have one.
No, there's no saying
really
anything.
Really quickly?
I fooled. I don't have anything.
Thank you.
I was going to complain about my shower, but I
no
can do that some other time.
No need to complain about your shower. Coming up on Vanessa and Gallant, Ja Morant and the NBA. Am I right? That's next.
ESPN 97.5.
Broadcasting live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, it's Vanessa and Gallant on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
All right, we're rolling along on a Wednesday afternoon.
Sure. We're rolling along.
passionate Wine Wednesday
oh,
segment.
Oh, passionate?
Yeah, it's just passionate.
Okay, that's it. Fair enough.
Speaking of passionate, Ja Morant, passionate.
I like this side of you. I kind of want to draw it out more.
It can be tapped into.
What if I mansplained Star Wars to you on this May the 4th?
I've never seen Star Wars.
So, like, there's these knights and stuff, and they got laser swords. And
this doesn't make me mad, because I actually would need it explained, because I've never seen it.
And there's other guys with laser swords, and they're bad, and they fight each other, because of the Force. There you go. That's Star Wars in a nutshell. Happy May the 4th.
0061 said Vanessa's boyfriend is going to be too old to change.
All right, yeah, that's true.
Just because I like Kevin Costner.
You know, I hate to throw my dad under the bus for this, but so I learned to change my tire. A friend taught me once, because this was when I was, I think, 18 years old. I flattened a tire, and I was just driving down 4th Street in St. Petersburg, Florida, and there's like dragging sparks behind me. And a cop pulled me over, and he's like, "What are you doing?" And I was like, "I was going to change my tire when I got home." And he's like, "You're driving on a rim right now."
So one of my friends came over and actually showed me how to change a tire.
Aww.
But my dad one time also popped his tire in a parking lot after picking me up from college, and he didn't know how to change the tire. And
oh,
I was like,
dad.
That's right, dad. Dad.
Is your dad? Dad's from Boston. Right?
Well, he is from he's from the north side of Massachusetts, like, which is like the.
So he's a suit.
No, he's not a suit.
Really?
He's not a suit at all.
Because I don't picture suits being able to change tires.
I think he just forgot how to change a tire because it had been such a long time. And since he was driving his Crown Jewel, he had this Lexus car that he drove for like 400,000 miles that he got from. He had it from like 1999 until last year. Like this car. It was just an absolute beast of a machine. And it survived everything. And the engine lasted a really long time too. But yeah, I don't think he ever had to change the tire because the tires never popped.
I'm going to be honest. I don't think I could change a tire right now. And I do have AAA, a service of which I have used.
AAA's great.
AAA's awesome. So the Grizzlies tied up the series with the Golden State Warriors. Ja Morant had a heck of a night. Certainly become, you know, has already become one of the best young players to watch in the NBA. And it was great. 106-101, the Grizzlies get the dub. Ja Morant's dad getting some attention. Morant, people saying that he's annoying. I just think he's kind of being a fun, supportive dad.
So what is he doing?
That's a really great question.
I mean, being a supportive dad.
But if you Google T. Morant, people, there was a whole thing where he and Karl Anthony Towns Sr. were sitting next to each other and exchanging words.
And they now were putting it on TV.
And now it's turned into T. Morant and Del Curry. And Seth and Steph have commented on it.
Curry.
I like the side stories. I think that kind of thing. And when you look at annoying sports dads, this is something you guys could chime in on as well. The most annoying sports athletes dad, 713-780-3776. I don't think anybody's worse than LeVar Ball.
Yeah, there's no topping him. He was a legend as far as just being the most insufferable sports dad of all time, especially when he claimed that he would beat Michael Jordan one-on-one. I mean, how many things did he say? And I give him a lot of credit. He has a lot of confidence. And two of his sons have made it to the NBA. So he definitely did something right along the way. But good God, he's annoying as hell.
Yeah, definitely.
I think T. Morant is really benefiting from LeVar Ball, that no one is putting a microphone in his face during this entire Grizzlies playoff run. That LeVar Ball was like getting interviewed during UCLA games. Alonzo was at UCLA when he was in college, and T. Morant, I do not know what his voice sounds like, and I think that's only benefiting T. Morant in this annoying game we're playing.
I have no problem with a dad being super into it, as long as it's not like a Little League sporting event where he's threatening the umpire, like he's going to bash his head in the parking lot or something like that, which seems to be happening a lot these days. He's not doing any of those things.
There's an umpire shortage because of that. Stop being weird when your kids play sports.
And also with Morant, there are so many things that he does that are just very, very unique. He's got amazing body control in midair, which is something that you maybe remember with DeAndre Hopkins and with the Texans not too long ago.
Good point.
He does. There's something about the way that he drives through the lane. It's just very, very different than anybody that I can remember in a long time. Like he is just. I really cannot explain it. It stands out because you don't expect him to be able to get past everybody or through everybody the way that he does. And there was this moment last night on an inbound play that he had where he was deking around people as if he was Tyreek Hill, like trying to get open for an inbound pass and then ultimately ice the game. There was one moment where he flopped like he was an Italian soccer player, which I thought was absolutely disgusting. But, man, he's fun. And, I mean, what, 40-plus last night? I really thought that Golden State was going to cruise through this series, and it's, I think, maybe going to be one that's back and forth the whole way through, and good for Memphis. It's a fun basketball city. They really support the Grizzlies. It's weird. That's the only sports team they have.
The superior city in Tennessee, for sure.
I have not been to either, but you know what? I'll stand with you.
In Memphis.
I'll stand with you.
At King James tweeting, Ja is so damn tough.
There's an annoying sports stat.
There's no way Ja should even have been in MIP talks.
Most improved player talk.
This guy is a flat out star emoji and always have been. Real basketball
has.
Brain emoji. No. Not the majority of dweebs who don't even watch basketball on those voting ballots, says LeBron James.
Speaking of annoying dads.
He's up there.
Grease the Oklahoma City Thunder and their 100,000 draft picks at the All-Star break by saying, like, yeah, you know, Sam Presti's just a great general manager so that he'll draft his son someday. Like, okay, thanks, LeBron.
Yeah.
Thank you. You're giving your kids wine. Probably not good.
When you take inventory from the Celtics series, what are you seeing right now?
Oh, my God. Last night was great.
We have our resident. Do you have a Celtics shirt on?
Oh, of course I have
there
a Celtics shirt on. First game,
of course, the Celtics couldn't hit a shot to save their life. Last night, they hit every shot. The reality of what the Celtics are is somewhere in between what we saw in Game 1 and Game 2. They played a really good defense yesterday, but they did not have Marcus Smart out there, and they have shot, I think, like 90-plus threes to this point in the series. That's something in terms of just attempts that is going to lend itself to potential stretches like we saw with the Houston Rockets back in 2018 against the Golden State Warriors, where they missed 27 straight threes. I think that what they're doing right now and what they had to do last night to win, where Jaylen Brown's scoring almost 30 points in the first half and Grant Williams is playing out of his mind, I don't know that they can do that in every single game. I still like Milwaukee in this series based off of just what I've seen the first two, but I definitely feel a lot better. I was depressed going into Monday's show because I was like, oh my God, like, I don't know. What are they going to do here? And there's no hope. They can't stop Giannis. Did you see, Vanessa, sorry to shift it back to the Warriors-Grizzlies
game.
No,
I want to play this audio. I'm glad you did.
Okay, so there was a moment, and I got to watch the video again, and I'll try to give you the best description of what took place. So the Warriors are in the midst of a fast break. Draymond Green chucks a pass down the middle of the lane to Gary Payton III. And Dylan Brooks sees it, and he's like two steps behind him, but he's a big guy. So he's running full speed. He sees Gary Payton looking like he has a free shot at a layup, but he's going really fast. And when Payton goes up with two hands for the layup, Brooks puts his left arm out, touches Payton on the outside, and comes with his right hand down like a club, almost like a defensive lineman trying to strip sack a quarterback. He missed. He did not hit the ball. He hit his arm. He was charged with a flagrant 2. He was ejected from the game. And it led to a very strong reaction from Steve Kerr first in a real-time sideline interview.
Coach, when you said earlier today that you expected tonight to be the most physical game you played all year, is what we saw in the first quarter what you had in mind?
No, that wasn't physical. That was dirty.
Ooh.
So it starts off there. And then
love the passion.
And that's Steve Kerr. After the game, Steve Kerr elaborated.
I don't know if it was intentional, but it was dirty. And, you know, playoff basketball is going to – it's supposed to be physical. You know, everybody's going to compete. Everybody's going to fight for everything. But there's a code in this league. There's a code that players follow where you never put a guy's season / career in jeopardy by taking somebody out in midair and clubbing him across the head and ultimately fracturing Barry's elbow.
And he did hit him, if you see the replay of it, his entire upper arm. And he's a big guy, Dylan Brooks, just absolutely smashed Payton in the head. And he's probably going to be out for the rest of the playoffs with this injury.
I was going to say, I give Steve Kerr props for being this honest and afterwards explaining why he felt the way he did, because you can't just hear it in a sideline interview. Say why you think it's dirty. Talk about the code. Whether people agree with him or not, I think Steve Kerr did a good job of stating his case.
I generally think, though, that basketball people are very soft when it comes to talking about moments like this. I think Steve Kerr is right in that this is probably over the line, but if he perhaps still makes contact, Brooks, with him in midair and doesn't swing his arm that way, are we talking about this in the same way? And I just say it from this perspective, and I'm one of those guys that thinks that basketball doesn't have enough physicality as it is. I get it. They're playing on a hard court, and when you got a guy dribbling down the lane and a big guy coming behind him, I mean, yeah, there's definitely potential for danger there. But in a game that can be decided by 2 points, or in a game that can all of a sudden a run can happen because of one basket. And that one, like an easy transition bucket like that for the Warriors. I mean, Brooks doesn't do that. Do the Grizzlies win this game? Honestly, I don't know. This was a tie game essentially with like a minute left. Like this could have gone totally different. So I don't know. This idea that you are in real time thinking about whether or not you're going to potentially alter someone's career. That's just not something that happens. It doesn't happen in football. It doesn't happen in basketball. It doesn't happen in hockey. Slow motion replay makes us think that this actually does take place.
Unless you're the Saints and you have bounty out for...
Yeah. That a little bit different there. But in this case with Brooks, like, it's not a good look. he obviously like smacked him in the face. But I do think that sometimes we get into this area where everything's dirty. And it's like, no, it's not. It's not right. always intentional.
Sometimes it's just sports. All right. If you love watching sports from your home and you love your home and you own it, you need to listen to Moi. Grab your phone. Our friends at TGS Insurance Agency are about to deliver big savings, and you don't even have to talk to an agent. You know you're paying too much for home insurance, but you probably don't shop for better rates because it's a hassle. No longer, my friends. They have a new system, over 36 carriers that they shop, and it'll give you a full quote in under 15 seconds. All you have to do is send a single text. So take your phone right now. Text the word money, that's M-O-N-E-Y, to 232323. Their system asks for your home address. You text that back. You get your full quote with excellent coverage in just 15 seconds. This company is for real. Savings are legit. The online rating, almost perfect. And their average customer from last year, guys, is saving over $870 on their home insurance. I know you don't like to shop for home insurance, but TGS makes it the easiest it's ever been. So you're only one short text away from saving all that cash. One more time, text money to 232323. Get your home insurance quote and save big today.
Who's this?
Hey, this is Trey Wingo. You're listening to ESPN 97.5 Houston. Hello.
And Pauly G on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Star Trek?
Oh my God, are you bleeping kidding me?
No,
you uncultured witch.
Just said it to make you mad. May the 4th be with you. It is May 4th.
It's weird.
I've never seen Star Wars, but Paul Gallant, as well as most people, have.
I've seen it a lot. And look, I don't besmirch anyone who hasn't seen it. I besmirch people who talk down about it without having seen it.
You love you some Carrie Fisher. Facts.
Yeah. Fun fact. I'm not gonna lie. In second grade, I got in trouble once because I drew. I drew a picture of Carrie Fisher in Star Wars. I got in trouble for this.
Well, what did the picture entail?
Well, in Return of the Jedi, she's looking extra hot, and may or may not have been the first time I was like, "Whoa!"
Is it the buns?
No, it's probably the fact that she was barely wearing any clothes.
That was it. Okay.
Gotcha. Yeah, definitely gotcha. That. I didn't know what I was thinking, young Pauly, back then. I didn't know why I was so drawn to her gravitas. But now I know. And again, you don't have to watch Star Wars.
Oh, I'll probably see it at some point.
Don't talk down about you haven't seen it or act like it's nerdy. I'm sorry. It was like the most popular action movie with the best sequel ever for a while. Prequels, they're not very good. The most recent trilogy, not very good.
Okay, so what came out recently? Were those prequels?
They were sequels. But it was essentially the original trilogy, which was made in 1977, 1980, and 1983, with a slightly different plot, just redone.
Who played Princess Leia?
Princess Leia actually was in the most recent movies.
No, but who played her?
They take place after the events of the movies in the 70s, but the plot is basically the exact same as the old movie.
Okay, so
Carrie Fisher was in all these movies,
but there wasn't a Carrie Fisher character. I get what you're trying to say.
Okay,
here.
Yeah, okay.
There was like a Luke Skywalker character. Now it's a woman.
Right.
There is a Han Solo. Now a black guy.
Yep.
Oh, nice.
Actually, no.
Han Solo was also Han Solo. Oh, actually, no. It was Oscar Isaac was more Han Solo.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I guess the black guy was more the Finn in the show.
Just don't say Chewbacca.
John Boyega. No, okay. he was the Princess Leia.
Was that why Baby Yoda exploded?
Because there was like a there was
that's from the Mandalorian TV show.
He and,
oh. different
he
thing.
And Rey had like a platonic relationship. So yeah, but it was
so basically wait. So Baby Yoda was not in the new Star Wars.
No, he's in the Mandalorian, the TV show.
What the hell is that?
It's a TV show. That's on Disney Plus. That's better than any of the recent Star Wars stuff outside of Star Wars Rogue One.
Okay.
Which was great.
So this just is a lot, but happy Star Wars Day to all of those time and energy.
And if you're going to call me a nerd,
and
you're
I
an uncultured slob.
To all those celebrate.
I do know that Darth Vader is Luke's father because he says, Luke, I am your father, right?
I also got it.
I also know that Lando has a lot of sex, and I base this off of even in the last movie, like old man Lando.
I'm gonna mansplain Star Wars to you. Do you even know what a Jedi is?
Excuse me. Do you know what a Jedi is?
I don't know what a Jedi is.
Are you one with the Force? Do you know what midichlorians are?
What we hear about almost as much as Star Wars are UT fans saying Texas is back.
Ooh.
Texas apparently is not back because they did not have anyone drafted.
Yeah, that's not
when good. When you put this on here, I was like, that can't be right. Because there were so many Aggies, so many LSU.
And they have so many good recruiting classes.
They did not have a single person drafted.
Yeah. I mean, next year they should have somebody drafted, but it's depressing. It is. I lean, like, in the Texas versus Texas A&M battles, I lean with Texas because my two best friends are diehard UT fans, and I want them to be happy. I know one of them, when I watch games with him, I'm scared, and I just, like, try not to say the wrong thing. Generally, I always do, even though it's usually like, it's not over yet. Come on. Come on, gang.
It's always over, Paul.
Right.
It's always over.
I watched the Oklahoma game at an LA bar with another one of them.
The one where it was like four overtimes?
No, we went to that one, actually. That one was fun. And everyone thought I was the good luck charm, so I had to wear the same UT t-shirt to every single thing that was a Texas thing. But then, I went to watch. I was wearing that t-shirt for the Oklahoma game. They got killed. But hey, at least this happened. So they almost had one of their players lured away, Vanessa, by NIL. Like, there's a lot of money potentially being put underneath the table that was being sent his way. I guess it's over the table now, but guess what? They were able to keep him. So take that. Take that, all you poachers. Texas may not be having players drafted, but you are not taking true freshman All-American wide receiver Xavier Worthy away with a significant six-figure offer. You Power Five school, anonymous.
If you are Steve Sarkisian, the pressure is on because now the donors don't have to secretly give kids money. They can just outright give them money. They have the biggest budget.
And they can just fire
in all of college sports.
They can just buy you out immediately.
Yeah. So
they should do that right now. Sarkisian is not a good coach. I don't understand that hire at all.
It is now time for our segment we like to call Garbage Time.
Oh, I love trash.
Garbage Time.
It's garbage.
Starts now.
I'm the trash man.
I'm taking my flannel off.
Why?
Because the next story...
Whoa.
...is about Dave Chappelle.
Okay.
Dave Chappelle was... somebody attempted to attack him on stage.
I know.
At one of his comedy shows.
I got a push notification on my phone this morning. I'm driving in and I'm like, wait a second, what? Is Dave Chappelle dead?
It's one of those things that probably could have been a lot worse. Dave Chappelle not harmed, but the guy that tried to attack him, very much harmed. If you see the video on Twitter, this man's arm is inside out as he is being put into the ambulance. So Dave Chappelle's security people deserve a raise. And they were on it.
He came on stage with some sort of hidden weapon. And
yeah, it could have been actually like a really scary thing.
Seriously. I don't know what the reasoning was for him to do it. Like, that has yet to be
explained. People that are that psycho, I don't think, need a reason. But I will say, I am part of the arm bending club.
See, she's about to show it. Twitch.tv/ESPN975. I'm closing my eyes.
Paul, you have to look at it. I'm double jointed. And I can twist my arm all the way around.
Oh, my God.
And it is disgusting. It's not... Both arms, by the way.
But why would you do that?
Because it bothers you.
But why did you do it at first to learn that you had this skill?
Oh, I don't know. I was a kid. I was in dance class, maybe, just flexing.
That would make sense.
Yeah.
That would make sense. Okay. Yeah, but, it's pretty gruesome.
It is gruesome. It's one of my favorite. Whenever, like, first day of school, when you would have to do fun facts, mine was always double jointed. And then the kids would say, ew.
But, see, I'm, like, cringing violently when I see it. Because it's... I hate whenever I see somebody, like, tear a tendon in a game and they show it in slow motion. And like, you see the vibrations as someone's Achilles tendon snaps. Like, oh, my God, why did you show the replay of this? I hate seeing it. Even like a hyperextended knee. Remember last year in the NBA playoffs, like Giannis's knee bent backwards and everyone thought he was gone?
Oh, yeah.
And he just comes back two games later. How the hell did that happen?
The more she does it, the more hot it gets. You guys are weird.
No, they're just guys.
She's a mutant. Fry her. That's my favorite comment so
Which,
far.
That's what my people back in the 1600s up in old Massachusetts Bay Colony,
That's what we did.
Meanwhile, creepy dolls are washing ashore
in Texas,
on Texas beaches, and nobody knows. Now, there was a story like this a couple of years ago, and it was the cat dog phones, maybe? Or Garfield phones. The Garfield phones.
Cat dog's a good show.
That was a great show. Cat dog. Basically, what had happened was there was a shipment of Garfield phones that had been dropped in the sea, and they had all landed in a cave. If you Google Garfield phones, you'll see the story. I actually thought it was interesting. It was a shipment of Garfield phones that had been lost at sea, fallen out of like a shipment or whatever. It landed in a cave, and then throughout the years, these Garfield phones would rise to the top of the beach.
Okay.
So maybe it's something like that.
I'd rather see Garfield phones, but yes, along the Texas shorelines, creepy dolls are being found at the Mission Aransas Reserve. For years, the creepy castaways are usually in horrific condition, covered in barnacles or missing their limbs, hair, and eyes. Sounds like the little house of horrors that you see at Sid's house in Toy Story. One of the group's most recently shared dolls had barnacles growing out of its eyes. Apparently, this is the Texas coastal bend region is considered a junk magnet, Vanessa. So this is why it happens. So sorry, Galveston Beach.
Junk magnet. Sounds like Paul's dating life.
Whoa.
All right.
What the hell?
Yeah, junk magnet, meaning you attract junk, but you're a great guy.
I'm about to mansplain.
But you're a great guy. It was a compliment.
I don't even
this
have
is the most backhanded compliment.
No, that was
possible.
An open hand slap. What am I, Chris Rock? Jesus.
Meanwhile, a man proposed in a packed McDonald's. There's a video of this. And gets brutally rejected. This happened in South Africa.
God, what the hell are you
Why
doing?
Why was my man proposing in South Africa in a McDonald's? I don't know.
I hope he was drunk. Like, come on, man. You gotta... What do you think is gonna happen?
The look on this woman's face.
She's at that... she's ordering like a Big Mac. Turn around. Here's a ring. Oh, it's so romantic.
And she said no.
Well, good.
Good
He's gotta
for
learn.
Her.
Good for him. He's got to learn the hard way. Step your game up, dude.
Yeah.
Jeez.
All right. This has been an aggressive version of Vanessa and Gallant on May the 4th. Up next, we have Joel Blank. We have Jeremy Branham. We have the Killer Bees. Tune in tomorrow.
Mansplaining the rest of our
lineup.
Where
we will hurt each other's feelings again. That's next.
What defines Ohio? A place that dares to go first and never looks back. There's no slowing us down. In Ohio, we're powering America, discovering breakthroughs, driving the future, propelling tomorrow. At Jobs Ohio, our mission is clear. Strengthen job opportunities and empower Ohio's workforce. Ohio, our time is now. See Ohio's momentum at jobsohio.com/Ohio's time.
Are you a questioner, a wanderer, or even a bit of a snooper? If so, then you'll feel right at home in Knoxville. We've got miles of trails to wander in our urban wilderness, award-winning eateries to satisfy your culinary cravings, cultural sites to open your mind, and dog-friendly activities that'll have everyone wagging. Knoxville, calling the curious. Learn more at visitknoxville.com.
Spring is sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards. Save.